An Arab language television network funded by the U.S. government is receiving a lot of U.S. media attention this week.
من الألعاب الأكثر رواجاً عالمياً هي ألعاب سباقات السيارات السريعة.
Al Hura is based in Springfield, Virginia. Its programs carry names like Equality, that's a show about the rights of women in the Middle East, and Free Hour, a news talk program. They're supposed to bring American standards to news coverage for the Arab world and compete with the likes of Al Jazeera and Al Arabiya. But Al Hura has cost American taxpayers hundreds of millions of dollars, and its content, as well as its audience numbers, are hotly debated. Critics say Al Hura is not having its intended effect. News analyst Daniel Shore says this all sounds kind of familiar to him.
More or less simultaneously, the Washington Post and CBS's 60 Minutes, in cooperation with the ProPublica investigative organization, blew the whistle on the latest American misadventure on the international airwaves. For the past 4 years, Al Hura, the free one in Arabic, has been beaming programs to the Middle East. You might wonder whose side the station was on when a guest condemned Israel as a racist state, featured a Hezbollah leader in Lebanon, and gave live coverage to a conference of Holocaust deniers in Tehran. American efforts to win hearts and minds by radio and television has had a mixed history. Probably the most effective in the days of the Cold War was the Voice of America. VOA featured American jazz programs that wowed them in Novosibirsk. Radio Free Europe, sometimes operating with help from the CIA, had an impact that it came to regret. It encouraged Hungarians in 1956 to rise up against the communist government, and when they did, the Eisenhower administration didn't lift a finger to save them. Then there is Radio TV Marti, the darling of the Cuban-American community in Miami, which beams a strident anti-Castro message into the communist-ruled island. When I visited Cuba in 2001, I could not find anyone who watched or listened. Since Castro's announced illness, the Bush administration has sunk an extra $10 million into beaming a signal from a plane to avoid jamming. At Al Hura, there have been shake-ups and firings, but the station transmitted an anti-Israel diatribe as recently as last month. Meanwhile, the unflashy Voice of America broadcasts American music and culture in 45 languages, from Albanian to Vietnamese. But Al Hura is more than a purveyor of American culture to the Islamic world. It's trying to sell a propaganda line in competition with established Arab satellite networks. At that, it's way out of its league. This is Daniel Shore.